Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with your host, Calican CEO, Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dank Discussions. Today we're joined by award-winning chef, Chef Pierre Davis. Pierre is the president and CEO of Euphoria Eats, a hemp-infused condiment company, bringing the flavor to a certain state known for its food. So thanks for joining me today, Pierre.
Man, thank you for asking me to come. It's a great opportunity to expand the brand and talk more about cannabis. So I'm excited.
Well, for sure. I'm excited to have you for sure. So today we're going to be talking about, obviously, Euphoria Eats, but also talking about your background, talking about PTSD, cannabis, and the other alternatives that are out there, you know, for people using for PTSD, everything like that. And obviously, talking about where you're from and kind of the stigma that's associated with that. And kind of the issues that are go on with this in terms of investment, finances,
stuff. Agreed.
Fun stuff. So a lot to talk about for sure. Really excited to have you on. And I guess, you know, as we always say, let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
Okay. Well, I'm based out of Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm from Houston, Texas, actually. Amazing. But I grew up in the South, and my grandmother and my mother had pretty much raised me up in the kitchen up underneath them. So I learned every trick of the trade when it comes to Louisiana cuisine and things of that nature. So I grew up in the kitchen and I love to cook. So it went with the story. So after I grew up, I moved to Louisiana for when I was like 18. I went to school here. I joined the Army. So from there, I said, well, hey, I need to do something else. So what I pretty much did was I started a catering company and I just didn't know. I didn't have any kind of a direction. So I discovered cannabis and I discovered hemp and CBD. And so I just said, well, is anybody mixing this with any condiments, you know? And so I kind of just, I went with that and I came up with the company. So that's kind of like my lineage and how I got to the place that I'm at. So, hey, I'm happy that I'm here.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. You know, talking about Shreveport, Louisiana, I remember I used to live in Dallas, right? And I remember I used to play soccer. So when we had a tournament over there in Shreveport, and the only thing I know about Louisiana, I think I was only there once, you know, like I said, for like, a week or a weekend or something like that.
Right.
The cooking, man, you know, I mean, we went and we got this crawfish. We got like, all right, I'm a religious Jew. So that was like another lifetime ago, right? Already. You know what I mean?
Right.
At that time it wasn't on our radar, you know, but, you have this like bucket of crawfish, right? And then you have like an empty bucket. You know, and you just like eat it, you know, you're like just peeling these things and you're throwing them in the bucket and, you know, so.
Yeah, man.
And definitely, you know, we sent us some of the stuff. You know, the cool thing about your stuff is, you know, the Louisiana hot sauce, I think, is known for kind of its kind of vinegary taste a little bit, but also the spice.
Yeah.
But it was really tasty. You know what I mean? It wasn't like
overpowering
in either one of those ways, you know, so that was really cool.
Thank you.
The family had some good feedback for that as well too. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, you know, in your story, you know, you mentioned, you know, kind of breezed over, you know, being in the Army and everything, but then you also, you know, trying, you know, cannabis came on your radar. I mean, what is the connection between those two? You know, first of all, thank you for your service. You know.
Oh, anytime. Yeah. So I joined the Army. Honestly, I joined the Army when I was having a lot of partying issues in college, so I pretty much I took advantage of that. So I had to get my life together and make a change. So I joined the Army. After I joined the Army, I went overseas, and then I encountered a thing called PTSD, and PTSD was like a life changer. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Anxiety, depression, mood swings, and a whole lot of other ugly things that you have to go through. So after I was clinically diagnosed there, I had to take like 20 pills. Like it was like an obscene amount of medication that I just didn't want to put into my body anymore. So a buddy of mine in California had a niece, and he was like, hey man, my niece is having issues. And they gave her this big old horse pill that has this oil in it. I said, well, what kind of oil is it? He said, well, I think it's THC oil. I said, well, what is that? You know, cause I'm here in the South. the word cannabis is so taboo and bad that nobody even wants to bring it up. So I said, well, look, man, I can go and make some and send you a bottle or two of my hot sauce and of my barbecue sauce. So I did that and it just helped her out. So I said, well, I think I probably need to give this stuff a try for myself. So I've been on it now for the last 5.5 years. And my PTSD is really under control now and I'm able to live a functional life somewhat. Yeah, no. So, I mean, you know, it really helped me out. And I know that it can help out a lot of other people because of the benefits of CBD and of hemp and of other elements that's in the cannabis plant.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, that's kind of the shame, right? You know, talking about, you know, people not want to even talk about it and not want to bring it up, you know, whereas, you know, sometimes when people do start bringing it up, it's because of, you know, shitty situation that happened, you know, like you said, PTSD, having to be on all these kind of things and still being able to having to sneak it around. Right. I mean, so, you know, so here you are on taking all these pills for PTSD, right. Was it ever a conversation that you had with your doctor? Like, hey, you know what, like, this is kind of ridiculous. It's having other kind of effects on me. Or, you know what, like, hey, I'm going to give PTSD, you know, cannabis a try. Or was it just kind of like something that you saw was working for someone else?
Well, it was something I was afraid to even bring up to my doctor because, again, I'm a veteran, so I had to go to the VA. So, you know, that in itself is a red flag, you know. And so I was more or less afraid to even mention it because I would think that he would think I was on drugs. And I'm not on drugs, you know. I'm just trying to find another ways of.
I mean, he's giving you a bunch of drugs, right? I mean,
right. So I was
like, there's no such thing as a pill head, you know.
Huh? Right. I'm like, no, I don't smoke weed. I don't do any of that kind of stuff there, but I just need some help. And so after I discovered it on my own, like I was so naive to it. So I flew to Sacramento and I learned everything that I needed to learn in Sacramento. They have some good people there who have helped me throughout the process of getting the right things that I needed for my company, as well as educate me on cannabis and the benefits of the cannabis plant. So I go out there. I say, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. So I tried it out and it's been a good ever since then, because it's not like I have to go and open up a bottle. I actually eat a hamburger, chicken nuggets, hot wings, and I just actually eat the medication instead of me swallowing a horse pill. So it's pretty neat.
Well, for sure. And I definitely want to ask, you know, I have so many questions as well, you know, because like you said, you flew out to Sacramento and,
yeah, man,
you know, and kind of, you know, infusion and all that stuff is, you know, is an art in and of itself and a science in and of itself. I want to get into that. But first, you know, you talked about, you know, obviously the stigma that goes on in the South and kind of, you know, I'm from LA, right? So, you know, we don't really have that stigma in the same kind of way, you know, it's like, you know, it's everywhere, right? You can find it everywhere. You can see, you can see it on every single corner and everything like that. And even before, you know, it's been like that for a long time anyways, right? But what is that about, you know, that stigma exists there? And is it with all of cannabis or is it just the THC side? Are people coming to the hemp side and the CBD side? Or talk to me a little bit about how it is right there on the streets over there.
It's all of cannabis. It's like, okay, and not to be, you know, a bashful or anything of that nature. I'm just like telling you how we live here in the South. Mm-hmm. It's more or less we're pretty much a decade behind you guys in terms of understanding cannabis. And what I mean by that is frowned upon here because it's the Bible Belt, you know, and a lot of people are Bible thumpers here and they love to go out and judge everybody for every little single reason why. That's not just locally, that's everywhere. So I think that the stigma, it comes from that and weed having a bad name. You know, you remember the commercial as a kid, a brain on drugs, any questions, you know, and that's what kind of, and that's what stuck with me at first, honestly. So I'm guilty of that myself, but it's the South. We're slow to do a lot of things that can help a lot of people. And this happens to be one of the things that can help a lot of people out, but we're just a little slow to getting around to it, to understanding it that, hey, not all aspects of cannabis will get you high. And now they're starting to go and see all the commercials of CBD, this CBD, that. What is CBD? Well, it's been around for decades. You guys just never open up your mind.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, and like I said, I'm a religious Jew. So, you know, But you know, Bible thumping, right? I mean, where does even in the Bible, it's not, to me, it doesn't seem like it's, you know, cause I like to look in the, you know, I like to study myself and everything, right, like that. And nowhere can you see in terms of in there, and even with the commentaries, everything like that, to me, it seems like it's something that's a 20th century creation. You know what I mean? And people like to use that as an excuse, you know, is what it is. But like, where do people even say, like, you know, in the Bible, it's not, you know, not supposed to use this or that. I mean, you know, mind, it's always like a go around, right? Like, well, you're altering your mind.
Of course.
Not the way you're supposed to be serving God and this and that, as opposed to like, okay, so, you know, where is it actually? You want to give me stuff and be a Bible thumper, but where actually does it say that? You know, has anybody ever given you any real kind of thing, or just
not there?
Stigma?
No, it's just a stigma here. You know, it's never nothing with hard evidence or hard factual proof or validation. It's just how it is here. Like, I mean, it's really, and I don't want to say anything harmful because I am from the South.
Yeah, no,
we are. It's a stigma, man. I mean, it's just a lost cause that needs to be picked up and dusted off and analyzed.
For sure. No, yeah, man. But, you know, so talking about that too, in terms of, you know, here we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is a Louisiana hot sauce and barbecue sauce, right? You know,
yeah, man.
And it's hemp-infused Louisiana. I mean, is it something that you have to ship to California all the time, or are people in Louisiana coming around to it? Or is it like, you know,
in the state of Louisiana, I cannot go to a store and put this on a shelf, but I can I get established in another state, hold a business license in another state, and go through all of their legal loopholes to be able to sell on the internet, like I've done. So it's just me having to learn the laws and how to get around the laws the legal way without getting myself in hot water. So in Louisiana, I can go and buy this on the internet, but I can't sell this from the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, we have clients in Louisiana, and I know that that's one of the toughest states, you know, because, you know, as I always say, we're not in the cannabis industry, we're in the compliance industry, you know, and every place has its own thing. And even within different states, you know, different districts have their own thing, and, you know, where you can have, where you can sell, what it is, where you can ship, all that fun stuff, you know. So it's definitely an industry that is will never keep you bored, that's for sure, because it goes new things, right? You know, they're talking,
right,
you know, and New York just legalized today, you know, or yesterday I should say, you know, and there's always new things. New Jersey just legalized a couple months ago, but, you know, they're almost like complete, even though they're next to each other, they're going about it in a completely different way, you know. And this is the way that it is in this industry, you know. So but, you know, you talked about then as well, you know, earlier about how this is something that you made aware of, and it's become a part of your life, and
brought
to Sacramento to kind of learn the ins and outs a little bit about cannabis. And you know, I mean, infusion is, like I was saying, it's a science, it's an art. You're a chef, right? So you understand kind of how this goes. How did you go about coming up with that special recipe, not just for the taste and everything like that, but, you know, obviously in terms of dosing and what people are looking for, you know? Because I think it's something that, especially when it's something that's delicious, right, people can maybe get in a, you know, luckily it's hemp. So it's not like, you know, it's going to, sometimes you take an edible, you know, THC edible, and you're like, holy crap, I should have taken half of this. You know what I mean? you know, before you know, but, you know, how do you kind of go about that dose and creating those properly infused products?
Well, at first it's just me getting a taste down that I want my customers to have. You know, you want everybody to experience the love that you have in every single bottle. So it's like every bottle is like a different relationship, if you ask me. So I went about it with getting the taste exactly down packed to the ounce of sugar, ounce of this, ounce of that, what have you. And from there, I just experimented with different kinds of distillations of hemp, of CBD. So after you do those two and you go and mix them up, it's pretty much a big math equation, honestly. That's all it is, a huge, long math equation to go and get everything down packed to the dosage. And from there, you go and send your bottles off to a lab to get it analyzed, to make sure that whatever I'm saying on this bottle is, in fact, in the bottle. So it just was a long, drawn-out legal process. But me, in terms of the taste and the formulation, that was pretty easy. I mean, it took me like maybe a weekend to get that down packed.
Well, and I mean, how have, like I said, you know, we enjoyed it. What have been kind of that feedback that you've been getting in terms of, you know, not just the taste, right, but also like the effects, the efficacy, kind of what people are looking for, yeah, you know, in hemp infused products?
Okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of return customers because I have, you know, grandmothers that I go out to the gym with every morning who have their daily, monthly, and get a bottle every month. And they just love it because, oh, I feel great. I feel more energetic and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. You know? And so a lot of it is return customers and word of mouth, you know, because a lot of people won't believe it until they try it, like how good it actually is and how much it'll help you with that old hockey injury or that old torn or rotator cuff injury. You know, it's things of those nature right there that you never think about, but they nag you every single day of your life. And so I've gotten nothing but good feedback as of now. I swear, I have not had one person who has said, this is nasty, this is awful, I do not like this. And I've been trying to find them, honestly. And I just ask people, just give me an honest shot. Open up your mouth and close your eyes. Here you go. Try this barbecue sauce. Try this hot sauce. And they absolutely love it. So for the people that just love it to eat it, like a lot of my senior citizens, they really love it a lot because it helps them with arthritis, carpal tunnel, other things, you know, so it's all love on my end.
Exactly. You know, that's a funny thing, right? You know, or funny, I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, where sometimes people say, well, the CBD industry it's a bubble, it's popped, or yeah. It's reached its peak, or hemp and this and that. Yeah. And they're just buzzwords and this and that, you know? And I'm like, until every single buddy's Nana has tried it,
there
and,
we go.
You know, enjoyed it, you know, and that's the whole thing, right? It's like, you know, that's what sucks about this kind of stigma that goes on, is that it affects the people who could really sometimes benefit the most. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. young people don't have that stigma necessarily so much as the old people who actually, you know, I know people that, you know, they were at the in terms of, you know, of a cancer, God forbid. And mm-hmm. and then they come around to it for pain and stuff like that. And like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd have known about her. I wish I would have gotten a chance years ago because they had right. the stigma. And like, it would right. have improved my quality of life the last 5-10 years, you know?
It would have.
You know, and that's what kind of sucks is that until, you know, like I said, something happens that people are kind of thrust into it, mm-hmm. you know, the stigma just damages people more than it helps people, you know, with people elderly and everything like that. So,
well, and that was part of the reason why I wanted to put it in a condiment though, because when you think about it, if I'm at your house and you're grilling a hot dog, you say, hey man, I want you to try this. It's out right here. Like, what is it? It's CBD. Yeah, right. Like, here, eat some. And they eat it. And it's like, really? And so now it's not such an old person thing. I'm taking this pill. And now it's actually me eating this hot dog or me eating these French fries or what have you. So, and that was my first step too. Like, how can I get this in everybody's hand? And I won't have this stigma of old, you know, achy, kind of a thing when it comes out to my product and eating. Everybody eats. I don't care if you're 8 or 80. Everybody eats. So
we at Calican are passionate about cannabis and CBD marketing, branding, SEO content, and web design. If you are a cannabis owner and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com. and schedule a time to speak with us today.
For sure. And talk to me a little bit about that formulation in terms of, you know, I think, how do you actually make it? What is the source of the CBD, you know, or any other cannabinoids that you have in there, right? Is it you just like, you know, get a tincture from someone else and you just drop some oil in there from that, and it's got everything else that comes in with that? Or talk to me a little bit about how you source the cannabis.
I go through a licensed lab, and it has to give me a COA, you know, because in a COA it protects me from a liability of somebody saying, oh, it had a THC in it and I got fired at my job because I ate this product. So I have to go through a lab who has all that stuff together, and from there I go and get either isolate or distillate. It depends on what I want to use on that day in particular. But everything has a COA. It's analyzed. And then I go and then I do the mixing and the formulation. Then I send it off to another lab to get the okay to say, hey, I can go and sell this. So after I do that, then it goes on the shelves and into your household. So it's a pretty lengthy process, but it's well worth it.
Amazing, amazing. And, you know, there you mentioned as well, you know, how trying to get into people's hands and trying to find someone who doesn't like it, right? And how it's kind of been like, you know, word of mouth a little bit. I mean, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, investment opportunities, this and that. You know, is that something that you need to kind of bring more awareness to? Or talk to me a little bit about that as well, you know, what it means, you know, with investment.
Okay. It's been really hard in terms of getting a startup to the stores, you know. So I've incurred a lot of debt just to get my company up off the ground with the packaging, with the legal incorporation and trademarks. That's a lot of money, believe it or not. So when you get to a point to where you're tired of spending your own money and now you want to get investment opportunities to the community so everybody can come and benefit off this, you know. And not just me and my family, but whoever wants to invest in my company can also I benefit from the financial aspects of the company. So it was just me trying to find an investor in the South is like a needle in a haystack because, again, the word cannabis is still a bad word here. So I'm from here. I was in L.A. a few times and Sacramento a few times, but I don't know anybody there to even open up my mouth and pitch the idea to them. So now it's to the point now that I'm getting a lot of people. How do I invest? How do I invest? How do I invest? Well, you go to the website and you email me. And from there, we can have any kind of a discussion that you want, financial plans, et cetera. It's all an open book kind of a thing now. So I want a lot of people to be able to feed their families off of this company for decades or for generations. And it can happen.
Yeah, no, and for sure, definitely. And, you know, you know, I wish you nothing but success with that because, you know, what happens a lot, unfortunately, right, in this industry is, you know, the people who really, like you said, right, starting any business in any industry is hard. You know what I mean? And anything that you're doing, you know, starting a business has a lot of ins and outs, a lot of stuff and a lot needing runway, you know, everything like that to get it going and to have the proper tools and resources to not just get it going, but to keep it going and to get the word out and the marketing and everything that goes along with all that stuff, you know? And then sometimes
right.
you know, like in your situation, right? I mean, this was something that came from out of your own necessity and your own love of cannabis that came from that, you know, because of your experience, you know, with PTSD and all these kind of things. And then sometimes you see people coming in from other industries, you know, well-funded, they may even come from financial industry, you know, and never maybe even tried cannabis in their life or don't like cannabis, but they see it as a good market opportunity and they have all this money and all these kind of things and they have their own brand and they can get it going and this and that. I mean, while there's somebody over here like Chef Pierre, right, that, you know, you know, and it, and that kind of, that stuff kind of pisses me off a lot of times, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, you know, it's not that there's enough resources, not that there's enough, you know, it's misplaced resources, right? You know, and think
there we go.
Smart investors, you know, are going to invest in people who know what they're doing, who have, you know, kind of skin in the game, you know, as opposed to somebody who's just like, hey, you know what? We have this idea. We've never done it before, but, you know, who cares? It's cannabis. It's a money machine. You know, give me some money and we can make this thing go, you know?
Right.
And it's just about sometimes, like you said, right? You can go to LA, you can do this, that, but you don't know anybody, right? And some things, you know, like I said, you know, me being from LA is something I was taught, you know, young by one of my buddy's parents, you know, it's like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And unfortunately that seems to be the case, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, like I said, the industry, you know, we talk a lot about cleaning up the industry sometimes too, you know, because there's still a lot of, the fact that, you know, you still having to bootstrap still, you know, even though, like you said, you know, people are asking how can you invest? Cool. You know, that's awesome. Yeah. So,
well, it's been picking up for us though, man. I mean, it's been really picking up for us within the past 6 months.
Amazing.
And we're getting a lot of feedback from a lot of different people, a lot of different angel and investment firms. But I mean, we're just trying to find the right fit for the company.
That's great.
Because, and that means a lot because you have to have the right kind of a vision to go in the same direction. Like, I don't want to go and commercialize this. I mean, this is a family-owned operation, and I just want to make it available to the masses. Like, I don't want to go Hollywood with it at all because it's not a Hollywood operation. I just want it to be good, man. I just want it to be here for a long time.
for sure. And as you know, with investors, everything like that, a lot of times they're looking for, right? They're looking, it's not just like, oh, what's the best product or everything. They're looking for the people behind it, right? They're not investing mm-hmm. in necessarily sometimes the product or the condiment or whatever it is, you know, they're investing in the person and the team and everything like that. Right. It goes both ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, there may be sometimes, you know, someone's willing to throw money at you, but it's like, hey, listen, I don't think this is a good fit in the other way. You know what I mean? I don't think what your idea is of what we want to do with it and this and that necessarily right. in alignment with what we want to do or, you know, other factors that go into it as well. You know,
yeah.
So, I think that's super, super important to maintain that, you know, maintain that integrity. Cause I think, you know, just integrity goes farther than anything else. You know what I mean? And there's always a good fit, you know, and sometimes it's just, you know, so definitely that's awesome that you guys have that stuff going on. You know, I guess,
it's a blessing, man. A big blessing.
I mean,
I never saw this coming, honestly. Never saw this coming in a million years.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I never thought I would be in the cannabis business. Like, I never, it never crossed my mind, man. And so after it happened, I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to do this. I am doing this. And so now we're a full-fledged operation now. So it's just like, a fairy tale ending, you know, or excuse me, beginning, a fairy tale beginning.
I mean, that's it, you know, and that's the whole thing, you know, I mean, it's crazy how quickly things can blow up, you know, and it's crazy how quickly
yeah, man.
Grow and scale. And it's like, holy crap, how the hell did we get here like this? You know what I mean? It's just like one step after another, you know, and you mm-hmm. never know how things are going to go. Like the saying goes, you know, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success, you know, and
right.
It's just like putting one foot in front of the next. And, you know, bootstrapping and all that kind of stuff. But people will get your, like you said, get their hands on like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, why mm-hmm. I want more of this? You know, why can't I find this in stores? Why do I have to find yeah. it online, you know, this and that, you know, mm-hmm. for sure.
We have it online and we almost are in stores. And when we get it in stores, it's going to open up the floodgates to
yeah, no doubt about
everything.
It. No doubt about it. Definitely need to focus on that for sure. Now, I guess, you know, you mentioned obviously parts of the obstacles, right? You mentioned the kind of that bootstrapping aspect and obviously the compliance issues that go along, especially mm-hmm. in Louisiana, because Louisiana, I mean, we have friends in Alabama, we have friends in Texas, and they don't face the same kind of things that Louisiana does, you know, and I know there's special licensings and all that stuff that Louisiana has in particular.
Right.
But, you know, right. I mean, what's your biggest obstacle aside from those things? What's the biggest obstacle that you guys are facing right now in terms of to where you want to
go? Our biggest obstacle in Louisiana is just waiting on deregulation. So in the meantime, I'll go to a neighboring state and open up shop and operate out of there and drive back and forth, you know, every single day, because I've been doing that now for the past 4.5 years. So I have an office in another state. I reside here. So it's just kind of it's a big hustle, man. And you got to want to do this if you're going to be in the game as of now. Because if you wait on them to open up, then now you're going to be late because everybody else is going to be there too. So at least we have at least 6 years in the game now, and we've just been growing ever since then. So, you know, we do international orders. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, this has really blossomed to something beautiful.
Amazing, amazing. And yeah, you know, and so tell me a little bit about them too. You know, what can we expect to hear from Euphoria Eats in the future? I know you guys have the two barbecue sauces and the hot sauce. Anything else
yes.
you know, in terms of the product line or in terms of the vision? What can we expect from you coming down the line?
We have a total of 13 condiments and seasonings. We have something like a Tony Satcheries. It's a Creole seasoning salt. We have a lemon pepper, we have ranch, blue cheese, honey mustard, a Thousand Island ranch, a relish, a mayonnaise, and spicy ketchup. So we have a lot of condiments and seasonings and dry rubs that are about to come. We also have another round of commercials that are about to air here within the next 3 to 4 months. So, and we will be hitting up the LA area, a Sacramento area, the DC area, all of Florida and all of Texas, because we love those places. So we're just going to really try to go and scale up the company and put our name out there amongst the masses, man, and get in everyday stores, into the Publix. Any store, I want to be there.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, like I said, you know, I know LA, and LA loves its sauces and condiments and all this stuff. And yeah, there's no reason why, you know, this would be all over the place, you know, and amazing. Yeah, definitely. Chef Pierre, you know, as we wind down, I always like to ask all my guests, and, you know, you're an entrepreneur and had a lot of experiences, obviously, in your life, you know, so it's always important for me to ask, you know. One of the things I love about this is being able to, you know, connect with people and hear the different stories, you know. But, you know, so I want to hear from you, you know, how do you define success, whether professionally, personally, spiritually? What does success look like for you?
Oh, man, that goes on so many levels. Well, let's talk about spiritually. A successful individual is a person who is at peace with their life, with living, with dying, and with leaving behind a legacy for their family. A success monetarily to me is wealth, you know, wealth within my community, wealth within my family, and just leaving a legacy out for your kids and your grandkids and your great grandkids. So at the end of the day, me having a successful life will be predicated on my hard work and how persistent I am to go and push this brand to where it needs to go to, and how persistent I am about life and itself, and being a happy person and a peaceful person and loving everybody. And I think that that's where I get my energy from, because a lot of the times I've had a million doors slammed in my face, but it's the two or three or four that have opened up who is really, I mean, it's been my driving force for all of this right here. So, I mean, I'm a happy, good lucky guy. I love everybody. I have seen the most horrific things in life, and so now I plan on seeing nothing but the beautiful things, if that answers your question.
No, I mean, that's amazing. That's beautiful. You know, it's in there. You know, I think that's so important. You know, you mentioned legacy, you know, and I think that's kind of the thing, right? You know, wondering, you know, what's going to happen, right, when I'm not around, right? You know,
right.
Going to say about me when I'm not around, you know what I mean? And what am I leaving here for my kids, you know, and others? And you also mentioned, you know, in terms of monetarily, right? Like, yeah, community, you know, and I think that's something that's missed a lot, unfortunately.
Right.
And everybody has their own goals, and everybody, and then, you know, you can't fault anybody for their goals and what drives them. That's why I love to ask this question, because I'm fascinated by the answers, you know? But you know, community and kind of being there and being able to provide for the community and giving back to the community, and kind of, you know, I think sometimes people get caught up with wanting to save the world, so to speak. And that's nice. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, but you know, before they, you know, wanted to save the whales in Antarctica, you know, there's people in their own community who need their help.
There we go.
You know? And it's like, you know, kind of expanding those concentric circles, I think, is always good. And like I said, nothing wrong with the whales in Antarctica, nothing wrong with them either. You know what I mean? But being able to help the people around you need help, you know, for sure.
Don't offend the whales now.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Someone's going to hear this and be like, did he just, what?
Yeah.
That's my life mission. That, fuck the, you know, excuse me, that, you know, this guy did. So anyway, so wow, Chef Pierre, amazing. Now, as we close, you know, how can let's just find out more about you, Euphoria Eats, connect with you, buy your products, invest in you, your company, and everything going on with that?
Well, we're on LinkedIn, Euphoria Eats Co., Instagram, and Facebook, the same name, Euphoria Eats Co. You can also buy our sauces at www.euphoriaeatsco.com. And I mean, hey guys, like, what are you waiting on? This is the most beautiful thing that you can ever have in your hand, in your belly, in your mouth, in your psyche. So I just think that we're headed for greatness, and I want you to be a part of greatness.
Amazing. Amazing. It's good stuff. I can attest to that. So, Chef,
well, thanks, man.
And then all those links there, will obviously be here in the write up. If you're on the side or anywhere you're listening to it, it's there as well. So check out Euphoria Eats. Hit up Chef Pierre, awesome guy.
Oh yeah. Sure.
And try his stuff for sure. It's amazing. So thanks again, Pierre.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, buddy. No, and if you need anything, bro, I got to send you some of my other stuff too.
For sure. It's coming. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. So. Yeah, man, I'm going to take you up on that for sure. So good luck to you and the rest of 2020 and beyond.
And you too, brother. And thank you.
Thanks for listening to Dank Discussions. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. please make sure you subscribe and leave a review. We want to continue making dank content you want to hear, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's grow@calican.com. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter for our latest updates.